This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, December 16th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. The race to the top fund was a big chunk of change tucked away in the stimulus aimed at knocking down some state barriers to education reform. But the bottom line for the multi-billion dollar fund is that it does many of the things that have been wrong with education for decades, namely centralizing more power in Washington. That's according to Neil McCluskey, Associate Director of the Cato Institute's Center for Educational Freedom.
The Race to the Top Fund is $4.35 billion that was put into the stimulus, but it is controlled by the Secretary of Education, who can give it out at his discretion. And so what he has done, or what the administration's done, is built up a gigantic PR machine behind it and made it sound like it's going to be the biggest thing in education reform since the invention of the common school.
What has he set up in terms of some sort of criterion for doling this money out?
Well, so there's going to be essentially a contest for states to get some of this money. And it's not certain how many states will get any of it. It'll probably be 12 states, roughly, is what they've been talking about. And they've been saying, you know, there are some things that there's only actually one thing the state has to do, and that is eliminate any barriers they might have to teachers being evaluated based on how much their students learn. And that's one thing you have to. You have to eliminate any barrier like that if you want to compete. Otherwise, it's all been suggestions, is that you would really help yourself if you eliminated caps on charter schools. It would be great for states if they would move toward a common standard. It would be terrific if they had data systems where they could track a student from, you know, pre-kindergarten all the way through postgraduate school. And they have, subsequent to many months of pushing these things, now attached points to them and have started to accept applications from states to try and get some of this money.
What's wrong with not having a cap on charter schools or tying student performance to the evaluations of teachers?
Mm-hmm. The problem with the Race to the Top Fund, there are actually many problems. One of the main problems is that it's been blown way out of proportion. So let's remember, you're talking about $4.35 billion out of a stimulus that sent about $100 billion to education. So they talk about this Race to the Top Fund like it's going to change everything and destroy an awful status quo, when they've just spent, you know, about $96 billion completely insulating that status quo from any kind of pressure to change. That's the first problem. Another problem is it's bad on two levels. It's bad if you want it to succeed, if you want the federal government bill to push schools to, or push states to have more charter schools, push states to have these data systems, push states to have to adopt national standards. It's bad because it doesn't actually require any of those things. Again, the only thing it requires is that states not have a prohibition on connecting teacher pay and teacher evaluations to student learning. It doesn't require that that be done. It doesn't require that a state have, you know, try to foster charter schools. It doesn't require anything. What it says is just submit plans that you could do these things. So it wouldn't actually force any change. On the flip side, it does move in a direction of a lot more centralization of control of education. So it's the federal government trying to tell states all the different things that they really ought to do, because somehow the federal government, we assume, knows best about everything in education, even though we've seen, when you look at achievement data, that that's just not the case.
States responded to the prospect of getting a piece of $4.3 billion.
Well, states have responded with what you would expect them, or in the way that you'd expect them to respond, to something that is all about talking about reforms and doesn't actually do anything to require reforms. So there have been states that have eliminated prohibitions, most particularly California, eliminated prohibitions on using student achievement data to evaluate teachers. Again, though, doing nothing to actually then evaluate the teachers based on that. And there have been some states that have begun to say, well, maybe we should eliminate caps on charter schools, even if those are not, and in particular, if those aren't the main reason they don't have charter schools or many charter schools. Much bigger problem is states that have school districts be the entity that says you may or may not have a charter in this district. You can see the Burger King authorizing McDonald's problem there. And so there's been lots of terrific talk and lofty rhetoric and people going on and on about how they're doing what's best for kids surrounding Race to the Top. But again, nothing of any real substance that you could see actually moving education in the right direction.
Neil McCluskey is Associate Director of the Cato Institute Center for Educational Freedom. You can read more of his work at cato.org.